Hi everybody, my name is Jeff Armstrong, and today I'd like to demonstrate for you the Speechmaster Talking Tape Measure by Cobalt Systems. The Talking Tape Measure looks just about like a standard tape measure. Might be a little bit thicker. I'm going to go ahead and face it towards me with the tape coming out on the left-hand side. It's your standard box tape measure with a spring-loaded tape. It's made out of plastic, kind of a hard plastic, a little bit flexible. It's got a steel tape in it, which you can just pull out. And it's got a button just above where the tape comes out that you can just depress, and tape will retract. Good strong spring in there. That is what's facing off to my left right now. Now, away from me is the back side, I will call it. It has a belt clip that's metal. You can stick this thing on your belt like you would any other tape measure. Below the belt clip is the speaker for the unit. It's got a little plastic grill over it. Also on the back side, to the right of the speaker, as this thing is facing away from me, is the battery compartment with the slide-off cover, and there is a one of these square 9-volt batteries in there, rectangle. On the front side of here is an LCD display up near the top. It's about 3/8 of an inch high by about 2 inches wide, and below that is two rows of buttons. There are two buttons on the top row, and the bottom row has three. On the top row, the left button is the memory button, and it will recall the memory, and if pressed twice, it will clear the memory. To the right of that is the button with which you determine the actual measurement that you're going to use, whether it's feet and inches, millimeters, centimeters, or meters. There's five choices there. On the bottom row, the left-hand side, is the add button. That will add your current measurement that you've got on the tape into memory. To the right of that is the zero button, which resets the tape measure to zero. And to the right of that,
including case three,
is the including case button. Inches. So right now I just hit it and it says 3 3/4 inches. That's how wide this case is. And you add that.
Turning off in 5 seconds.
Right. You add that to your measurement for an inside measurement where you can't get the tape isolated by itself. That ends the section on the layout and the description. Now I would like to go ahead and demonstrate some of how you use this. In order to start measuring, you need to push some button to turn power on. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the middle bottom button, which is the zeroing button.
Zero.
Now, I can just pull out the tape.
1 foot 6 9/16 inches.
And that's going to give me the measurement. As soon as I stop the tape, I can go anywhere. Shove it back in a little
Eight.
Bit.
And 1/16 inches.
Back out some more.
1 foot 2.
As long as you stop for about a half a second, he's going to tell you. I'm going to go ahead and measure how far it is across the grading table here.
1 foot 4.
On my desk.
5/16 inches.
1 foot 4 5/16 inches. Okay, that's nice. Retract the tape.
Inches.
Let me check memory.
Total in memory is 0 inches.
All right, don't have anything in there. So let me measure something really quickly here. I'm looking around. Here's the Arcos MP3 player.
Turning off in 5 seconds.
No, you won't be, because I'm going to measure something.
4 1/2 inches. 4 7/16 inches.
Okay. Well, that's how long the Arcos player is with the little rubber things on the corners. I'm going to go ahead and add that to memory.
Add 4 7/16 inches. Memory.
By hitting
Total
the bottom left button, the add button.
16 inches.
Now I can go ahead and recoil the tape. Tape is back to 0 inches, but...
Total in memory is 4 7/16 inches.
I've got this number. Now, if this was a cut I needed to make on a saw for some wood, or if it was a cut I needed to make on sheetrock...
Turning off in 5 seconds.
I can let him turn off. It's going to keep it in flash RAM. And that measurement will be stored there when I get down to my saw or what have you. So here I am at my saw.
0.
All right. I turn it back on by hitting that. Now let's see what's in memory.
Total in memory is 4 7/16 inches.
Okay. That's what it is in inches. Let's use the top right button here and convert that to some other measurements.
0 inches. Inches. 0 inches.
Okay. Just a second.
0.
I've got to have an active measurement on there to convert it. Okay, let's go back here. Measure again.
4 1/2 inches.
Oh. Try again, pal.
4 3/4 inches. 4 7/16 inches.
There's my measurement again. Very accurate. To within 1/16th of an inch. And,
4 7/16 inches. Millimeters. 112 millimeters. Centimeters. 11.2 centimeters. Meters. 0.112 meters.
Okay.
0.112 meters. Feet and inches. 4 7/16 inches.
Yeah, because I haven't gone over a foot, I'm just going to get the inches there. Okay. I've kind of run out of things that I can show you from here at my desk. I'm recording on my computer. And I don't have a portable digital recorder at this point. So... I guess I can wrap up here by telling you that it comes in a leatherette case that holds it nice and snug. It's a zippered case that you can put it into, and it doesn't matter. I'm going to put it away now. If I hit the buttons while I'm putting it away, because it is kind of a tight case. Here we go. Because this thing, again, has that automatic shut off in 5 seconds if you're not using it.
Memory cleared.
See, there you go. Sorry, I had to hit some buttons there.
Add 0 inches to memory. Total memory.
All right, it's closed. Inches. And now it's inside the leatherette case that he was talking through there. And I'm going to go ahead and sit it on the desk. So he's going to go ahead and turn himself off inside that case. It's a very nice item. It works very well. I've been using it around the house here. I've had it for a short period of time. And I have found it very useful. The item cost me about $135. And that was from a local low vision store. I subsequently went on the internet and found that you could purchase this item for about half of that, or just a little over that, direct from the manufacturer, Cobalt Systems. The address for their website is www.cobalt.co.uk. And they have an online shop there. They do take Visa, and I mean, it is a UK store, but you can certainly buy from there, and there will be no tax added. And I believe they charge $2.50 for shipping. And that will about wrap it up for me. And hopefully in the future, if it works out that I can do another demonstration, I'll have my portable digital recorder with a better quality mic. But hopefully this has served to inform somebody about something they were looking for.